More variety.
You're listening to Para X.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Coming to you live and direct from my subterranean lair inside the third dimension of planet Earth. My name is Ra, and I'm here to awaken the dormant particles that are spiraling inside your DNA. So come with me as we go further down the mystical spiral of life. It's Spiral Radio, where each and every week we unveil the different shades of you and the different shades of me. Until we are all vibrating the same frequency. I want to welcome everybody tonight to the waning crescent moon. Just a slither of Aquarius. It's out there, and we have a blockbuster guest lineup. My friend Jolene, or JoJo Seebacher. She's of spirituallifejourneys.me.com. I think that's the right web address. No, it's spirituallifejourneys.webs.com. And you can find me at themysticalspiral.com. And on YouTube, my new channel is Exploring the Ka with host Rock Castaldo. So let's get right into it. JoJo Seebacher, or Jolene, is a certified licensed spiritual counselor. And she teaches people that are targeted individuals, their project survivors, their experiencers with abductions, sexual experiences like love bite victims, satanic ritual abuse victims, people that are like newly awakened. She helps them on their spiritual life journey, and she was born with enhanced supernatural abilities. She's a survivor herself of covert black ops military programming, and she's worked with, you know, Sandoz Pharmaceuticals as a remote viewer. She's done tons of stuff, everybody. I'm so happy to have her on tonight, and it's a pleasure to have you on, JoJo. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a honor to talk to you, Ra. I'm a little nervous right now. I don't know why, but I've been pumped up all day for this show. I'm in the subterranean lair. Yeah. Actually, it's no on the website. That website has been defunct since 2008, folks. Wow. You can find me on Facebook right now. That has a lot of New Age garbage on it. I've been, you know, debunking New Age for 16 years now, and that website, I've never needed it. So it's
still up. I checked it out today. It's still up. It's still up there.
Yeah, sat half finished, and that's where it sat. I do have a one of my students who's going to help me build a new one, so I'm very much looking forward to that.
Cool. So,
and yeah, nice to be here.
So cross that out. Forget what I put there. I put it in the chat room.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook. Just PM me if you, you know, I do these things called phone time session work. They're 4-hour intervals. I work specifically with targeted individuals, with experiencers, including abductee and love bite victims. I work with SRA or satanic ritually abused victims. I work with program project survivors. And I love working with the newly awakened because they just don't know. Their head is spinning, learning all of these uncovered lies. So I teach foundations, I teach energy cleaning and foundations, which 95% of the people are not doing, including the healers, teachers, and counselors on our network. So my biggest concern is psi self-defense. It's energy self-defense, and that's where my forte is after all of my traumatic life experiences.
Yeah, that's amazing that you've even made it out with your wits about you and are able to help others. And, you know, basically,
I didn't make it out with my wits. I truly.
But you are.
Didn't.
You're able to help people.
Now.
So, yeah. But you know, having the psychic self defense is so important, and people don't realize that they're casting spells just with their thoughts and their words on a daily basis. You know, almost like they're installing like thought form implants into their own subconscious.
Right. Well, you know, one of the biggest things I even talk about on some of my interviews is literally the word amen in etymology.
Amen Ra.
Not only Amen Ra, but I learned
black magic
a whole
too.
Lot. From a guy named Cullen Smith who does deep etymology. And the word amen not only, you know, honors Amen-Ra, but it also means, hey, make that null and void that. Nullify and void everything I just prayed for. Just nullify it, please. Nullify it.
Wow.
So, yeah, etymology in our English language is very, very dangerous. You know, we greet somebody good morning. We're wishing them good grieving. By the weekend, we're weakened. We're so weakened. We're stressfully, emotionally weakened. And all of the days of the week signify everything from Saturn to Thor, you know. So we have been lied to about every structure that we've grown up with, from history to mathematics to education to, you know, everything. Religion. Religion is the biggest manipulation, and it's really got a lot of energy in that, a lot of satanic energy in that. So.
Wow, you know, now that you're talking, like, I got little flashes in my mind of you, and you have, like, a hawk guarding you, like a hawk spirit guide.
Well, you know, I've had this crone kind of thing follow me throughout my life, this Morrigan type, this crone type, Nighartzig type, I mean, you name it, every type of mother has been in my either past life or my immediate 3D life throughout my life, and it's more of a crow, but I do talk to people about birds, believe it or not, because a lot of MELAB victims, military laboratory experiment, or experiencers of, you know, ET or UFO phenomenon have a lot of bird activity near them. So if there's a lot of birds walking
around the house. Oh my God, it's so weird that you say that, Jojo. Before here, I just put it on my YouTube too. You could check it out. Before here, I went outside like I always do, and I say a little prayer to have a nice, a good show tonight and everything works out well. And then all of a sudden the sun was setting and there was one star in the sky and there was like these slith clouds, like just forming like angel-like things. And I started to videotape it and then hundreds of crows came out of nowhere.
Oh.
Hundreds of them.
We not only talk about the flocking, but if birds are consistently hitting your windows, that's a phenomenon of terrestrial energy near you.
Yeah,
over last summer on my Facebook.
Yeah,
I mean, I had 12 bird deaths last summer alone. It was insanity.
Not on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not your normal person. My energy centers are so much different. I've been looking for people like myself. Oh, you know, I'm 51 years old, and I've been looking for somebody even remotely similar to myself, even in my psychic abilities, and I've not met one yet. So it's been a very lonely sort of outcasted life because I don't even fit in with normal psychics or normal mediums. And, you know, it's just been a, it's been a really big struggle to get where I am now. I'm gregarious now. I have my head on straight. You know, I've done a lot of inner alchemy, a lot of self-healing, and I promote self-healing. I do not promote anybody messing with my energy or going to somebody having them mess with another person's energy. I'm all about self. I promote the self, and I've been bucking the new age system for 16 years. So if I can do it, Ra, anybody can do it. And I've come from the depths of hell. I should be dead. You know, listen, I've tried to take my life numerous times, and every time I've tried, I've literally never succeeded. It's just been the most obscure kind of phenomenon, you know, taking a bottle and a half of, you know, 30 milligrams of morphine and barely getting tired, you know, instead of dying, or, you know, driving 120 miles an hour down the highway in the pouring rain and on a curvy road. I take my hands off the wheel and the car is literally following the curvy road by itself. So wow. Listen, I've tried to take my life. I have. I've had some really bad, hateful kind of energy on me for 40 something years. And even if I tried to take my life, there was always something around that prevented it from happening. So I'm built different. I have different energy and I know how to protect myself. I know how to change my frequencies. I know how to change my genetics at the mitochondrial level, the cellular, neurological, and mitochondrial level. And that's what I teach people. You know, well, I teach that.
Yeah, well, the blood, you know, the blood and the DNA can be replenished just with our thoughts. People don't even realize that. Yes.
Exactly. Not only that, but with water. I mean, there's a certain way to use water, structured water, and even more. I mean, I take my second foundation is about sacred water, so I take it very far. There's so many other applications you can use. So I've got four in total, Ra. I use the first is working with opposing frequencies. You know, we've got to get this AI kind of sound warfare out of our bodies and any kind of attachments on us that aren't naturally ours. So my first foundation is working with opposing frequencies. My second is working with sacred water. My third is something called peptide pep talk, working with thoughts, thought forms at a neurological and cellular level, which also helps deprogram and reprogram the synopsis of the brain. And my biggest and most important foundation is a 10-step energy cleaning system. You know, it's based on how energy performs. So I'm telling you, New Age people, what you're doing out there doesn't even make sense with how energy performs.
I agree totally with that. And, you know, you mentioned how you were just built different. And, you know, so let's get into that a little bit and describe how, you know, to the fans out there and everyone listening, who, you know, what happened to you as a young girl and you being taken basically and used in these experiments because you were built different and because of your abilities.
Right. Well, my mother was given medicine when I was in utero with her. Now, she claims it was just tetracycline, but the way I came out, my 3-year-old childhood is like my last year. I can remember memories of my 3-year-old childhood. I had this extraordinary ability as a toddler to be able to speak foreign languages and understand them. I could move things with my mind. I could literally hear people's thoughts. I mean, nobody could lie around me. I would hear them. I would speak what was on their mind. And, you know, I was just kind of had all of this phenomenon around me, everything from Egyptian type of deities coming to visit me to terrestrial beings visiting me, seeing demons, seeing spirits, dead people. Like I'm, you know, like I would meet you face to face is how I see demons and dead people. And having all of this interface with these types of deities and terrestrials and demons throughout my very young childhood brought me into these programs through Sandoz Pharmaceuticals. My father worked there and the scientists were very interested in me. So
are they connected to Brookhaven Labs?
Yes, most certainly. They're all the Project Paperclip scientists.
Yeah.
Not all of them, actually. That's part of the Plum Island. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. No, Sandoz was not the, not as far as I know. I mean, perhaps that might, Might be a correlation there.
I don't know if they were, I'm just asking if there was a correlation between the two places at all.
Well, the man that I knew in Sandoz, I always knew him as Dr. Lewis, just Dr. Lewis, and testing and trauma. Now, my trauma with the sexual abuse was literally, you know, right in, from kindergarten, even before that, that I truly don't really remember before kindergarten. I started kindergarten young and I graduated young. I'm a, you know, I have an exceedingly high IQ, so my parents always put me into school early. And, you know, my sexual abuse started in school and neighbors and, you know, teachers and
people
doctors.
Were just drawn to you. You had that. Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, I later found out that it was all executed that way, you know, that being built. And not only that, but I was given these injections. You know, I'm not talking like vaccination injections. I am talking about injections every single day for weeks at a time.
But I have not to cut you off, but I have the impression that everybody that was doing these things to you, they were doing it, without knowing they were programmed to do it. You know what I mean? They couldn't even understand why they were drawn to you, but they were programmed and mind controlled to do it.
Not Dr. Lewis. I had later found out, and this was only this past year, Ra, I finally found out who Dr. Lewis. I didn't want to cry.
Don't. It's okay, Jojo. Just you
I
keep
finally
it together.
Found
it's
out okay. Who this man was. Somebody had asked, do I know a Dr. Green? And I didn't, but I told my story about Dr. Lewis. And the woman said, do you mean Dr. Lewis Joylin? And I said, I don't know. I just know him as Dr. Lewis. And I'm so sorry, listeners. But when I looked him up online, it was the same Dr. Lewis. And he turned out to be one of the founders of MKUltra. And mind splicing and mind control in association with General Aquino. So, to my puzzle together. So, Dr. Lewis Joylin, a famous psychiatrist who manipulated many people. I think Kathy O'Brien might have been one of his test subjects. So, yes, I'm still have trouble talking about that trauma because all of the way they built me and tested me. Had to have sexual abuse attached to it. So it's very sensitive for me. So, yes. Yeah. So Dr. Lewis definitely knew the programs I was put in. These people definitely knew, Ra. A lot of other things I'm certain was executed when I first met my handler for Plum Island. I literally went from the Sandoz Pharmaceutical into Plum Island and then from Plum Island literally into a new high school meeting my new handler. So there has been no reprieve for me until my late 20s and early 30s. I finally had broken the programming completely, but had been working on it throughout from the mid 20s to the early 30s. I was getting well.
Have you ever heard of a Dr. Eric Traub or Traub, T-R-A-U-B?
I believe so, yes. Names for me are very difficult because of the monarching type of program. And this is a common sign. It's one of the questions I ask when I assess somebody for a first session. So forgetting names is very significant of a monarch sex slave victim. We're trained not to remember names, but I do know the name Traub, T-R-A-U-B.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a guy who worked for Heinrich Himmler, and he came over in Paperclip, and he had to do with Plum Island. And before that, he was working with bioweapons near like the Baltic Sea. And it's rumored in the Strega lore that he was taking the DNA from lineages that can transform in the astral, like, you know, like such as mine. And he was abducting these people back near the Baltic Sea, where they're steeped in werewolf lore over there too. And he was weaponizing people's consciousness and using them as weapons. And then he came over to with Project Paperclip, and he was working over near Plum Island and on Plum Island with bioweapons. He created the foot and mouth disease or something like that, I heard.
Right. That came out of Building 101 when I was on Plum Island. Building 101 was a building that a lot of disease came out with, the foot to mouth disease through mad cow, I believe that one. Lyme disease was birthed there. That was the base I was on in my, from age 11 to 16. And then from 16 onward, I believe I was being prepped for the Gulf War. So
if you don't mind me asking, how did you end up on there? Like, how did they, like, was this astral abductions or physical abductions?
This was physical abductions and astral abductions. But I had explained on one of my last interviews on the Leak Project with Rex Baer, there were times where even if I did visit my auntie in the Hamptons, they would literally come in and use these sprays, like literally make nobody be able to wake up. And I remember them spraying me, and then I'd wake up in this facility. So it happened in many different ways, raw, physical, astrally, and literally like being kidnapped in the middle of sleep. So
is there times where you got taken in the middle of your sleep, right? And then you know you were gone for days or weeks, but then you're returned in the morning and realize it's only been gone for hours.
Oh, yes. They know a lot about time technology.
Yes.
Craftsmanship of some of this technology, these computer systems and these things that would measure me, and I'd have all these things attached to me and be hooked up to these computer type things. I've never seen technology like it in my life. But they have mastered to be able to sort of bend time, I guess, if you will, stop time almost. And you could be in that facility for days, and then in a matter of, sleeping through a night, you'd wake up and you'd know that how was I there in that facility for 5 days straight with nothing, stripped naked, nothing, on a cement floor with shackles around my, ankles. And here I'm waking up just from going to bed the night before. I couldn't understand it. I knew nothing about time travel. Look, I didn't even know about the Montauk Boys until it might have only been two years ago I found out about the Montauk Boys. I didn't know.
Get out of
here. No, I'm not kidding. I did not even know about the Montauk Boys.
Maybe it was deleted from you.
That was something. I don't have all of my memories. I don't want all of those memories. The memories I have are enough. But no, I never heard of the Montauk Boys. I've only known it as Plum Island Girls and Building 101 and 257, maybe 257. I definitely remember Building 101. There was another one, 257.
See,
I'm pretty sure.
Over the years, through colleagues and through doing shows and talking with people, I've met a few of the Montauk Project workers and survivors. And to tell you the truth, I think some of them should be like wiped off the face of the earth. They're really corrupted and still involved in sex rituals and
I agree.
And they're it's crazy.
Listen,
and that's why
one of my handlers.
I made a decision not too long ago not to have any more of them on my shows because I'm not promoting abducting boys and using them for sex.
Well, my former handler is a pretty famous guy, and some of the therapies he still does on some gentlemen are highly questionable. I get a lot of fractured clients come to me that have come from other healers on the network, and he predominantly is one of them. You can't imagine, to my surprise, when I first saw his face, and I know you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
I will not speak about him, but to my surprise.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I literally went into panic mode. I think I crawled up in fetal position for like 3 days straight after I saw his face after all those years. I mean, it was horrifying.
Yeah, and people don't even like, I was explaining to you the other day, people don't even realize, some of these so-called metaphysical healers, just in their symbols alone and their logos for the logo for their business, they have the astral familiars there with the violet background, and they're like casting spells on people just with their logos. You see, like, we make astral familiars by picturing that violet background, and then you'll imagine either like a winged sphere or a winged like animal like creature, and you make it's your familiar in the holographic universe, and you send it out to do your bidding so it can manifest stuff for you in the physical dimension. And right. they're doing that, you know, right in their symbols. And, you know, the person that you're talking about, I could see it right in his logo, you know, right in their logo. And yeah. so being that you've experienced this, and, you know, with Plum Island too, I feel that I have a connection to there somehow. I always have nightmares of running around in underground installations and trying to get my contacts in, and I'm like screaming that I can't see, and it's like intense. And then I see these like energetic beings, translucent like beings crawling out of the water. And, you know, something tells me that in that area, you'll never know what crawls out of the water. You'll never know what will manifest from that Plum Island area. And, you know, the fact that you survived experiments that went on there, I think you might be one of the only ones that have survived.
I've been looking for, you know, so long, Ron, just similar to what I'm looking for and the type of person I am, the way I was built. I thought I've met some similar people. There's a girl on the circuit that calls herself a psychic analyst, a remote viewer, and a spy, and she turned out to be a complete fraud. You know, there's a certain type of level that you're trained at that you just know. And aside the fact, I think I have an advantage. I mean, I can hear four voices in a person. You can't get much over me. I can hear your thoughts. I can hear your feelings. I can feel feelings. But I hear them better than I feel them.
Yeah.
I can hear the soul.
I taste them sometimes too.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. And then I hear what comes out of somebody's mouth. And you can't imagine how many people are such liars on this planet. But you were talking about being under the bases. There are different levels. When I saw somebody draw a picture of Dolce, the Dolce base, Plum Island is very similar to that. I don't know if it's as deep as that, but there's definitely laboratories there. There's floors of just laboratories. There's floors of capsules where there's like this blue, electric blue gel where they're growing people. I know it sounds fantastic, but literally growing people. Before the Hadron Collider was even, you know, mentioned or created, I had seen the Hadron Collider back, you know, in my early preteen years. I've seen that collider in those underground bases before it became the Hadron Collider. And
it is like Shiva doing the cosmic dance, like the way
that
it's crazy. Yeah.
So I stopped remote viewing. People ask me today if I can remote view, but I do teach it. I do teach supernatural development, enhancement, and how to implement that, all of those types of skills.
See, with remote viewing, I've even had some – we got 2 minutes till break, JoJo, just to let you know.
Okay.
And, you know, with remote viewers too, I've had some on, and some – like I had John Herlosky on, and he was a really nice guy. Good guy, you know, but I think sometimes with remote viewers, they tend to think like remote viewing is like the end all be all of psi or psi self defense or psi, you know, or psychic, you know, just psychic in general, you know, the psychic department. They think like remote viewing is like the bomb or whatever you want to say. But I think remote viewing is more like a militarized form of being a psychic, and you're there like on a need to know basis. You don't even know what you're doing, and you're like set with a mission, and you go to do just the mission. You don't look at anything else but what you're sent to look at, and it's like a very militarized version of being a psychic. And I don't think it's all that in a bag of chips like they say, but I respect it.
I know. I think there's a lot of fools out there that are saying, oh, I'm fixing a timeline, or I'm doing this on a dimension. And, you know, these people don't even know basic energy cleaning, let alone grounding or shielding. And they're going to fix stuff on, you know, timelines and stuff.
Yeah.
Remote viewing is a trained thing. You learn it. It's called CRV or HCRV. And if nobody knows, if somebody's claiming they're a remote viewer and do not know what those letters mean, then I wouldn't even trust them. It's something you need to be skilled in.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, you know, if you're just joining us, I know a few people in the chat room just showed up, my buddy Sai, and imagine what we're talking about. We have one of our loyal listeners, his name is Sai, in the chat room.
Hey, Sai.
Yep, PSI, Sai. He, nice. I called him PSI one day, and he got mad. He was like, nope, it's Sai.
Well, mine is PSI, Psi Self-Defense. I'm writing a book. I'm into my 10th chapter, and I hope to find a publisher. So I hope this book comes out. The other ones were stolen. I hope this one comes out.
All right, everybody. We're going to go to break, and the name of the song is called Nightmare Caviar by Analog Driver, who you can find on Reverb Nation and where else? They're on Spotify as well. So everybody, if you just joined us, it's Jolene JoJo Seebacher. Find her on Facebook and enjoy the music. Spiral out.
For making Para X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
And we're back with Jolene Seebacher and myself. And we are going deep down the spiral once again. And we are in a beautiful moon outside. The crescent moon is outside. And before break, if you're just joining us, we were talking about Jolene. It's interesting and hard, traumatic experiences that she's gone through and surviving Plum Island and learning, you know, psychic self-defense. And, you know, people don't realize, JoJo, that, and I think I've even heard you say this before, is that black magic is basically running America, you know, running, you know, the mainstream. I mean, do you agree?
Every single platform is inverted by the Satanists and part of the Luciferian agenda. Everything from our education, our history is a lie. Our evolution of man is a lie. The workings inside the body, mathematics. They try to make you feel bad for having an open consciousness, an expansive consciousness. The ratio, the golden ratio, is not even taught in school. And by the time, you know, people are going to college and these institutes, they're wondering why is this not taught in school? Look, we're lied to about everything, Ra. Government, religion, yep. Mathematics, education.
I know. And, you know,
I've
said it before, and we've been basically, anyone who's explored their consciousness, JoJo, has been hunted down from the beginning of time. First, back in the day, they burned you in the town square for exploring your consciousness. They called you a witch. Now, they just abduct you, they wipe your memory, and then they take your DNA, and then they send you back, you know, and now you're tagged. And, you know, I really feel that, you know, weaponizing someone's consciousness is creating a virus through thoughts and feelings. And they mix that with blood and genetic material. And now you got an alive, breathing, aware, you know, energetic entity that's like some kind of, monster.
Whether people realize it or not, whether they want to accept this as truth or not, what happens is on a daily level. Spellcasting is happening on a mass level. The ancient books, the ancient alchemy books, the ancient religious scribe talks about the mind, the mentalism. There's a book that's left purposefully out of the King James canon that apparently Christ specifically gave Mary Magdalene, all about mind, your mind and mentalism. Yep. So are they spellcasting? Then why are they using mind control, Ra? Because it's what gets us where we need to be, what we can create, what we can manifest, and how super powerful we truly are. They don't want us to know that, so they'll dumb us down. They will lie about education and maps and math and English language and history and genetics. And look, we are awakening. We have more percentage of awakened people than we have the elites on the planet. And they are probably very nervous at this point because we are superseding in numbers over them. So, you know, they've tried, Ra. They've targeted me my entire life and I still get challenged, but I teach people how to get over it. How to work with your mentalism, the constructs of your imagination. If you break imagination down in etymology, it is your magical consciousness. Wow. Your imagination will do so much for you. Not only change your genetics can be changed by thinking and talking and using certain brain waves and repetitious, with the magic system. Magic has been around for thousands of years. I mean, we can go back to the Maharal. You know, we can go back to, Egypt, the Mayans, Atlantis even. I mean, everything was built on black and white magic, the black and white brotherhood. And we need to use the power in ourselves for protection and healing, not for gain, not like an E.O. Coeting teaches, you know, summons up the 72 Goetia to gain and get and have. And I disagree with that. We are here to heal ourselves and protect ourselves and get out of this prison planet. And the consciousness is a huge thing. We need to do our own white magic. We need to be careful of the words we're using. You know, when I teach my students the 10-step energy cleaning system, for instance, or any of the other two foundations, I talk about rhyming our words. I give them templates of rhymes and I tell them to make their own up. You know, I know you've talked about it previously. If you're using somebody's spell and you pass that spell on, or you get a Barnes and Noble book on witchcraft and it's got a written spell in there, and you're just giving that power to that originator of that spell, that sigil, that symbol that somebody created to invoke something, you're using and you're employing that person's power. So I teach people how to rhyme for themselves in the application of who they truly are, what they truly deserve, and what they truly have been robbed of. So we talk about things like that in a rhyming application while they're learning how to clean their energy. The four systems I teach really work together because we are in a black magic system. Every time you look at a consecutive number on your watch or your clock, and that 1111 is the biggest
timestamp.
Yeah, timestamp downloads. There might be 500,000 people that look at 1111 the same time. And guess what? People, boom, we're spellcasted, whether you like it or not. Whether that 1111 is working so good for you, I guarantee, you know, wait a few months and something happens, you'll never put it together that you looked at 1111.
And I do it myself sometimes too. I'll be like, oh, wow, it's 444, you know, or something like that. Yep.
When I see that raw, as soon as I see a timestamp download, I am literally cleaning my energy with that 10-step system. I am literally blessing myself. I'm putting on my armor. I'm not in protection mode the whole time. I mean, I don't need to be at this point. And when people get to understand how your human body works on a frequency level and an energetic level, it makes perfect sense with these foundations that I've put together. It's based on fact and evidence. It's not based on New Age mumbo jumbo. It's based on ancient principle that crosses over into how the human body works and how energy performs. So, you know, we have to protect ourselves against the satanic system. They are spellcasting you day and night, whether you want it or not. You watched a Super Bowl. There was a complete ritual from beginning to end with every single commercial. I don't care if somebody turned the volume down because they knew it was satanic and they just said, oh, I want to watch the football game anyway, so I'm just going to turn the volume down so I don't get spellcasted. Well, it doesn't work that way, folks. You are being spellcasted. Every single Super Bowl is the beginning of their new satanic year to cast and cast and cast. And it's all built on gematria. It's built on inversion. And the television is a program and a remote control for a reason. And we are being remotely controlled and remote monitoring, synthetic telepathy. We are a society of sociopaths and narcissists now.
I agree.
And
yes.
I'm concerned about the youth. The youth are walking around like zombies with these cell phones in their hands, not even, you know, walking through parking lots. They're
walking
not even
off
watching
cliffs. Yeah.
Going. And these kids are running our planet. They're running AT&T and DirecTV. And you go to, you know, do a transaction on a telephone. Something's wrong on your bill. And you've got this rude person who's not doing their job anymore. And the lack of care in society is at such a state of disarray. The human condition is in a scary state right now because the youth are careless, aggressive, lazy, and blameful, very narcissistic and sociopathic. And they're running all of the corporations, you know, these minimum wage children running in the world now. I don't know if you've seen it, but
yeah. And it's, you know, they have controlled this physical dimension matrix. And it's basically like they inserted these thought form creations, like inserting a virus into the system where society is being programmed to participate in these rituals, even by, you know,
not even realizing it.
Not even realizing it. And even celebrating certain holidays like you've touched on before. And, you know, they've basically, they're, you know, doing this, like I said, when you bring up these, see, we don't have to rush everything into tonight, too, and cram it all in, because we only got 15 minutes left. I'm looking at the time. I'm like, wow, I wanted to touch on so many things. And I'd already decided, JoJo, we got to do a series. Like,
yeah,
we got to have you back on, you know?
Should.
Yeah, so, like, when you brought up the 72 Goetia demons, you know, that makes me think about just America and alone, because even with the Strega lore that's been passed down through generations is that these Goetia demons are just like the Watchers or the Fallen Angels or any other of these beings, they were basically put here at the beginning of time as these astral gods or astral guardians to watch over our divine spark, right? But they were never meant to intermingle with us or get involved with us on a physical way. And when they did, some became corrupted and some had been locked in astral thought form prisons in these little cubes, right? So now that some have been released in certain ways, they have learned to harvest souls in a way and incarnate into like human bodies.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, these ancients are incarnating into these human bodies, and they may have been, like the Strega lore is, they may have even been the forefathers who started America and who started all of this, and they might have been incarnated, and they're not necessarily good or evil, they just are, but they're evil from a human point of perspective, you know, but they have created all this black magic. And
not only that, Rob, but they're all what the Vatican's all about.
Yes,
the 72
yes.
Galatians. Listen, I mean, at Montauk, when I was on Plum Island and they were, you know, strapping me down in this chair and making portals and expansion bridges and expansion gates, they would bring these demons through. And literally, like the golem from the Galatians, they would literally take a dead person and transfer that energy body into the dead person, like the golem is built, like all that, those dead parts of animals. Well, they would do it with people. It is literally like a soul transfer. It is something done with expansion bridges, and notice that word expansion. And you talked about it's like this virus, right? This virus is going around. It's all based on thought forms. We are so narcissistic to ourselves. We are so
abusive. That dude alone looks like an overgrown ghoul anyway.
Yeah, but these thought forms, Rob, these thought forms are what has taken over people. You know, with me working with clientele, it's all about what you're thinking and talking about yourself. And, you know, I teach people to really watch what they're thinking, because somebody will say, I can't, or I'll never, or I won't, or I just will never have that. I won't have that. I can't, I won't. I'm just, and I say to that person, if I'm your friend now, what if I said all that stuff to you? You'll never, or you can't do that. You'll never do that. You know, you loser, you'll never do that. But yet you can think it to yourself. So I teach people about these thought forms that they literally create on their own, that take on a life of their own. You know, for umpteen years, I was abused, and I was always told, you know, JoJo, you're worthless. You'll never be nothing. You'll never be anything. And, you know, now that I wasn't abused in my early 20s anymore, or whatever, sexually abused anyway, I would literally have that thought form alive in my body. You know, Jolene, you'll never be anything. You know, you're nothing. You're worthless.
Yeah, and you're installing an implant in your mind.
Yes.
Yes.
So I could be vacuuming one day, and all of a sudden that thing has a life of its own, and it's going to come in on my beautiful day and say, JoJo, you're worthless. You'll never be anything. So I teach about mentalism. I teach about reprogramming and deprogramming. This infection that's running rampant, I began speaking out loud about it last April. Nobody wanted to listen to me, Ra. Nobody wanted to listen to me about AI tech and demonic hosting and attachments. And everybody's just screwing around, playing with each other's energy and removing demons from somebody and fixing their chakras for somebody and fixing somebody's aura. I mean, it's all a bunch of bullshit. Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to swear. It's all okay. A bunch of poop.
If things happen. It's not the end of the world. I mean, we're not supposed to, but it's not
I'm
like
so
you dropped
sorry.
An F-bomb or
I didn't
anything.
Mean to. Didn't mean
no,
to
No, it's
swear.
Just you're emotional. Yeah, it's cool.
You know, this infection is because we are transferring our bad behavior onto another by doing energy work on somebody else. We're transferring our demonic hosts and attachments onto innocent clientele that are coming for help. So I kind of get cleanup from all of these other so-called healers out there. I get these broken people that have been from healer to healer, big name healers, finally come to me, and they're so broken and have so many attachments on them because these people have been working on their energy. So by the time I get them, they're so filled with demons and entities, and this is where I teach self. You do not need to go to somebody to have your aura cleansed or your chakras fixed. or demons taken off of you. That is a mumbo jumbo kind of stuff, and only you can do it. Even if it's off of you for a little while, that person pulled your implants out or pulled the demons off of you, and it's out of you and you feel great, I guarantee they're going to come back tenfold on you, and you will have to take them out yourself. So it's all about the self, and people are finally starting to listen about self and only self, self-healing.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, it's interesting that you even brought up those Goetia and you know, all of those demons, because not only are they manipulating society, but then you have these reptilian or Dracos or Naga, whatever you want to call them, that have like a royalty and hierarchy. And, you know, this one being that I know you've even mentioned before, I call him the Pindorphus King, Pindorphus, or Pin. You mentioned
the Pindar.
Pindar. I've known him as Pindorphus, which is it actually transfers like the penis, the door of us, like the penis symbol is the phallus, right. Symbol is for the serpent, and they are this Pindorphus is like this high level at the top of the chain of serpents, and he is like the white winged albino blue eyes, you know, serpent,
right.
And like somehow they mated with Aryans on the Caucasus Mountains, and that created the Naga who ended up in India. That's the lore that I know.
Right. I wonder if there's an affiliation to these quote unquote good Pleiadians, you know, with the Aryan kind of mix in them. You know, you talk about Pindorphus and the penis kind of symbology to it. Do you know when a person sits cross-legged Indian style with their hands in the prayer position, palm to palm, you're literally like symbolically emulating the penis, that Pindorphus type creature,
yeah.
That Pindar serving creature?
Yeah.
You know, when they had me strapped down in those chairs, Ra, they would bring these demons through, these Goetians through, these different types of beings, including these tall translucent grays or translucent beings.
Yeah.
And
they're associated with Plum Island as well, too, that area.
Well, you know, there's some strange architecture around
rolling out of
Long
the water.
Island, you know,
yeah.
Strange geometric kind of stuff on the streets there. And I'm sure just about every major city USA, not only Washington, has all that symbology with their streets being a certain direction. And listen, this is a long thought out planned thing that these elites are very, very smart and have information that we're not allowed to have. So these are very smart beings, but it does not mean that they're more powerful than us. They have to feed off of us. In order for them to survive, they need narcissism. They need negativity. I wrote a blog a couple of months ago on how it's similar to the food we eat. You know, when we are offering hate and anger and aggression and murder and all that kind of negative stuff, it's like handing a plate of steak and potatoes over to these elite demonic type beings. They need to feed on that negative energy. So it's like their protein.
And we basically agree to it with some kind of like soul agreement, and, you know, subconsciously as well sometimes, because I feel we fight in the astral every night in our sleep. We're battling these wars, and sometimes we're so beat up mentally and physically that we concede to them in a way and be like, all right, they're like, they kind of like, all right, I'll let you slide tonight, but you have to say okay. And then you say okay, and now you have agreed to them. And you know, as well, we have a few questions in the chat room that popped
sure.
up. I know it's getting late. One, just to switch the subject, was from Sai in the chat room, and he was asking if you believe in fairies and if they're real, or are they something in disguise as something else?
The Fae are a very evil, creepy, dangerous race of beings. They are very, very real. I hope this isn't going to freak anybody out, because I'm a really, you know, stable person here. But I used to talk to them when I was a tiny child. I used to climb the cherry trees and talk to these creatures, but they had sharp razor teeth. And yes, they're very real. They're from over in the Ireland area. There's like a fight between them, the Nephilim, and the star being type Ijiji type people who, you know, who has the majority of the energy of the earth, so to speak. So yes, they are real. And no, they're not pretty little sexy Tinkerbells. They are vicious. They will, they're energy masters. They are, they will suck your energy from you. They will suck your soul out. They're dangerous. They're, yeah, not nice.
See, my belief in the fairies is there's two sides to the coin.
True.
If you're, because see, with the Stregall lore too, there's like some good lore about fairies, but like it's some of them are just mythical tales as well. But see, what my experience is that it goes upon who you are inside and what's inside your heart chakra. If you have contact with these beings and you are a greedy type of person and they sense what's inside of you, they manifest what's inside of you in their own self, and they will, you know, play tricks on you and
yeah,
they're evil. They'll energy suck you. But if you're a true, your heart chakra is a true soul of light, and you're truly just overwhelming with your beauty, and you have no self-doubt, and you're completely grounded, and you're just a completely, you know, amazing creature, then they can't help but feel that emotion come off of you, and they will respond to that in a delightful way. But yeah, you're right. They're not, you know, meant to tamper with in any
no.
sort of way.
Yeah, yes, I totally agree with everything that you said. Definitely. Yes. Perfect explanation.
Yeah, they tend to manifest from our own feelings, you know, what because they're ancient. They were here the beginning of time, you know. And
yes, they're right. They're very, like, they have like this fight, like who came first between, you know, them, the Nephilim, and the star people. They're all like kind of like arguing who was here first. I still don't know the answer to that. What is your take on it?
See, I don't know. I don't know who came first or what came first. But I think it's just that, you know, I think that just like, basically, like, for us, I feel like that we're creating, like, our own lineage. Like, we choose our moment in time and lineage and where we're going to incarnate. And basically, like, when we're brought into this world, it's like we just put in an application for our time. Like, the time is an illusion, you know. The space, there is no time. But in the physical dimension, if we want to come experience the joy and the heartaches and the whole craziness of the physical dimension and of life, it's like we make this soul agreement and put in some kind of, like, application to experience a certain amount of time on Earth and the five senses and all the craziness and the love that comes with it, you know. And now with that time, when you know, apply for this time and it's granted and you're brought into a body, your soul's brought into the body, then it's what you do with that time that you have. Is it going to last 70 years, 80 years? Are you going to unlock stuff inside of you, or are you just going to lay dormant and let it fester and let it turn into cancer, you know?
Definitely agree with you. I mean, I do totally agree with you. And then I have this other side of the coin as well. You know, are we here? I feel like there's some of my past lives that I've been forced into just to pay whoever's karmic debt I'm paying, whoever's made, you know, me here to, you know, be some kind of inverted kind of energy battery for them. I feel like there is another aspect to look at, Ra, that maybe some of us were didn't have a choice, and that we've been recycled into body after body to pay off their karmic debt, or to be these energy dinners, so yeah, to speak, for their sustenance.
Well, I've talked about it before, Jojo. I really believe, kind of like what the Tibetans believe, that whatever kind of life you lead, that when you die, you see a certain sort of white lights or blue lights or yellow lights, right. And they're these alluring lights. But the trick is that if you led, say, a greedy life, right, and you were a greedy person, then you'll be lured to the realm. You'll see these beautiful yellow and red lights, and they'll lure you, and then you'll follow the lights, but you'll be followed and lured to the realm of the hungry ghosts. So because if you were greedy, you'll always be craving water. You'll always be craving sex. You'll always be craving things that you were greedy about. Now, if you had a joyful life, then you'll see these white and blue alluring lights, and you'll follow them on these Bardo planes, like Sai says in the chat room. It's the Bardo, yeah. You'll follow these lights. And if you led a good life, then you'll be led to the realm of the heavenly gods. But if you were always looking down on people, so to say, right, then you'll be lured with these lights to the realm of the Titans or the Giants, where you'll be forever small, you know?
I had a near-death experience.
We only got 1 minute. Wow, I just checked.
Okay.
You
go, 1 minute. Okay, great.
You know what? We're going to have
so
you.
So fun. So fun.
Yeah,
we
got
to
have you back on. Like, I can't believe there's 1 minute. But you had
it.
You
was
were
a lot of fun.
I definitely want to hear about that experience next time. And stay on after the show. We'll book you again now tonight, you know?
All right. And thanks, everybody. What a great honor to be on with the fantastic Ra from his subterranean lair.
Thanks again, everybody. And you can find me at themysticalspiral.com, Jolene Seebacher on Facebook, on YouTube, Exploring the Ka with host Ra Castaldo. And once again, spiral out.
Spiral out, baby. You